welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it.
All Things Overlanding is brought to you by Red Arc, Power Management Solutions, Rugged Bound Supply Company, Rooftop Tents, Awnings, Roof Racks, and more. Overland Addict, premium overland gear. Last US Bag, overlanding bags and equipment. Northology Overland, trips and a monthly overlanding magazine. To learn more about how these guys can help you, shoot me a message or check out the links in the description below.
Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here with Will again from Venture to Rome. Welcome, Will. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, these are fun. So Will and I have, you know, gotten to know each other through YouTube. We've kind of become buddies and we've just started doing these video series together. It gives us something to talk about, gives us somebody to hang out with, and it gives us a chance to, you know, talk about stuff we like overlanding. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about our top three YouTube channels that we personally like right now. So, you know, in 6 months, we might have new ones, but for right now, these are the ones that we kind of are top of the pile for us that we like. So I'm going to default to Will here to kind of kick us off and give us his first one, and then we'll just kind of go back and forth and have a conversation. So go ahead, Will. What's your first favorite video channel on YouTube?
Yeah, you bet. So my first favorite overlanding YouTube channel, because I watch a fair amount that's not overlanding as well. Sure. I have to say is probably Edward Shin, or I think it's called Crocum Outdoors or Cookum Outdoors. So when I make videos, I reach out to people that I like the videos that they make, and he's somebody that I reached out to. And you know, a lot of people don't respond. I'll be like, hey, I just made this video, any feedback would be great. I'm new to the space, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. And Ed always took the time to respond, and to more than that, like to more than just feedback on a video. Like I reached out to him one time when sponsors started to reach out to us, and I was like, what do I do here? And he gave me some really solid advice. I invited him to come to a premiere that we had for one of our videos, and he totally showed up, and you know, he's just been really kind. And so I respect his kindness. And he seems like a genuinely nice, authentic person. And that thing that comes through in his videos. And then the other thing that I like about Ed Shin is that he's like the B-roll king. I mean, there is some sexy B-roll out there from people doing stuff. Like I think some of the people on your list do some pretty incredible B-roll work, but Ed he shoots on a Sony A7 or something like that. And he just shoots buttery, super awesome B-roll. And every time I watch it, I'm like, man, I need to do more of that. So I love that. And then the last thing I'll say about Shin is that I think he keeps it real. Like he talks about what's going on in his life. Like he's authentic, which is something that I really struggle with. Like I don't want to share too much about my personal life on YouTube because it lives forever. And I really respect that he like shows his kid. Like you'll never see our kids' faces, or rarely we ever see our kids' faces on our YouTube channel for personal reasons. But he's like, he's out there, you know, like he shows his kids, he talks about his wife, talks about their house that they're building. And you know, for me as somebody who watches this channel, I think I'm actually getting to know this person as an authentic person on YouTube, which is, you know, a sign of a good channel, I think. So that's my first channel that I wanted to mention. What about you? Who's hot on your list?
Yeah. So I've got a few, in no particular order, cause I don't want to make any of these guys mad. but I, you know, the first one that I had listed on my list was the Ozark Overland Adventure.
Oh yeah.
Damn, if you know, Kara and Matt, husband and wife, you know, they're kind of their content on their channel is they do a lot of trip vids. They're from, they're around the Ozarks. So they have a lot of Ozark trip videos and they are epic. They just look like so much fun. Like not only are they great, like production value videos and super fun, and they kind of take you along on the journey with them. But they also like show you carnage and show you a lot of real stuff. And like, it makes me want to, like, I cannot tell you how many of their videos I've commented on and saying, I'm coming next time. They're like, come on out. And, you know, it's just like, I just want to, it just makes me want to go hit the trails. So
those two have like really, really good personalities on camera too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. They're just like down to earth, normal folks. Right. But they just seem fun. So, and I did meet them at the More Expo back in February and they were super cool. We talked for a long time while we were there about content and all this different stuff. And it was just really great to meet them. So they also do gear reviews. They do like a day in the life of an overlander thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a lot of fun, where they just kind of talk about like planning stuff on Gaia and like cleaning the rig and making modifications and that sort of stuff that I think is really cool. So, yeah, I mean, overall, they're just super fun and down to earth. They're fun to watch. You know, their reviews are really helpful. They go into a lot of detail. They've done a lot of like comparisons between different pieces of gear, which is pretty cool. And again, the trip videos are just so epic that it's like, I mean, some of them have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views, I'm sure at this point, and they're just awesome. So,
yeah, they're great. And I love that they're just like, they're kind of silly. Like their personalities are super silly.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many serious people out there, you know, like I want to have fun. I'm not there to, you know, like I do enjoy like Expedition Overland and the big guys and stuff, but like these guys are just like, it's like, oh, I could see myself going on a trip with these guys, you know? So,
yeah. Oh, but I got to say, so you probably can identify with this too. As somebody who has a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. The fact that they started filming like a day in the life of overlanding, I don't know if people understand what that means, how much work that is. Oh, so yeah. In terms of filming it, like it's not like you just turn a camera on and walk around. Like there's a lot of thought, a lot of effort, a lot of like setting up a shot so you can show people, because you're trying to show people what's going on. And so like doing that all day long just is a lot of work.
Interesting, because that could get boring really fast.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So kudos to them for making it entertaining.
Yeah. Yep. So that was my first one. So what's your next one?
Yeah, I got to say, and mine are in no particular order. It's not like 1, 2, 3. The next one I want to talk about is Revere Overland. So Revere Overland, I think, has a great channel. I love, so, you know, judge me for this. I love that he has a British accent. But what I love about the most is that he really gets out there and goes to a lot of different places around, especially around the West. Like he's all he's like, Kentucky too. Yeah. I mean, he was up in Northern Idaho. He did the Hiawatha Trail up in Wallace, Idaho, which is, you know, nobody goes up there. It's a long way from anywhere. So I love that. And he always has really good, especially drone footage, but he has really good footage. Like he knows how to compose a shot. And so I think he can put together a pretty entertaining, a flow, a story, in a pretty watchable way. And so I watch Revere Overland and I think about storytelling. So like, that's what I learned when I watch him, that, you know, shot composition and all that. Absolutely. But I think about how is he putting together this story and how is he kind of bridging this section to that section? And I think he does it really well. Plus he does some pretty great tips. I don't know if he does too many reviews, but I have seen a lot of his tips on like how to build a DIY hot shower or a diesel heater, all kinds of different things that are, I think, what's that?
I said that video has a bajillion views.
Well, it's just so useful. It's super great. Yeah, that's what I love about it. Is like he's picking like super useful things. He's not just saying like, here's my top 10 gear things. Yeah. You know, he's like, I did this. It works. It was inexpensive. And I'm going to show you how to do it too.
Right.
Yeah. So Revere Overland's mine. What about you?
So next I had Arkansas Off-Road, my buddy Grant. Met him for the first time at More Expo in February too, but I've talked to him a lot online. We've done some episodes together and stuff, but you know, I think part of it, his vibe is like, again, similar to Ozark Overland Adventures, super cool trip videos. He also does some like gear reviews, but his are like real dude. Like he did one where he like took one of those garden sprayers and like tried to turn it into like a pressurized water system and it exploded. And like he's just like a really honest sort of like down to earth, like normal guy reviewer of stuff. So I like that about him. And again, his videos, he's similar in that his composition is just really interesting, right? Like people don't realize that don't shoot video, like how hard it is to take a 3-day trip and turn it into a 20 or 30 or 50 minute video, right? Like to make it interesting, to give it a line that runs through it, that tells the story and captures the like the essence of the trip kind of. And he does a really good job with that stuff. And I think like, you know, his story, like I am really immature and he's a younger guy. So like when he does something really stupid, like I'm laughing and I'm like, I would totally do that because I'm like in my having a midlife crisis or something. I don't know. But I'm always like, that's my wife. I was talking to her the other day and I was like, I think people like in the next 5 to 10 years are like, I'm definitely going to have like one of the new Z's and I'm going to, everyone's going to be like, oh, he's going through a midlife crisis. But like, I've always been like this. I'm just a child. Like, I don't want to grow up. I don't care what people think. And not to, I'm not making fun of Grant for this, but like, he is like, just like young dude. That's like, let's go shoot guns. Let's go off road. Let's go. You know, he just doesn't, he's just still young. And so like, I identify with that as an older person that still acts like a child and have a good time watching him. So
I watched one of his videos that, where he was like, here's how I make YouTube videos. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah. And he was like, I shoot everything on my phone. He goes, and that's harder than it sounds. Cause he goes, you don't know how many times I've like stacked rocks under it to get it at just the right angle when I'm driving by and all this stuff. He goes, and then I airdrop it to my Mac and I take all the files and I put them on the timeline. and then I just kind of cut it together. And I watched that and I thought, you know, he's making this sound like it's really easy, but I would never do that. I would never do that in a million years. I got 450 clips from a weekend trip. I need to organize them. But he just like puts them in and he creates these really, really impressive videos.
I do the same thing, but I do not take 450 shots. I mean, I'm lucky to come out of like that Georgia trip that I did a video on. I mean, I probably had 40 videos at the end of that, of a 3-day trip. Like it's, you know, it's just, it's way hard. The stuff that you're talking about is like pro level, like real, like that's why yours are cinematic and really good. And mine are like passable YouTube.
Yours are great. Right? Listen, I don't know how much it matters. You know, like people want to see, Kate and I were talking that's about this.
Mean, and why I don't, no offense, but I don't really want to put in that. Like it's my background is not videography, and I enjoy it. I like it. I want to do more of it. Like I want to learn and get better. But I don't think I'll ever like spend thousands of dollars on lenses and professional cameras and all that. I mean, I don't think, maybe someday, but
you know,
I just enjoy just doing like fiddly budget stuff.
Yeah. You know, so Kate and I were talking about this the other day and we were thinking about like, why do people watch channels? Like, why would they watch our channel? And I was like, to be entertained, to see really great videos. And she was like, some maybe, but why else do you think they would? And I was like, well, maybe because they want to see what it's like to go over. And she's like, probably that's probably more people watch because they want to see what it's like. Yeah. And I think that, you know, as long as there's authenticity to what you're doing and people can tell what's happening, I'm not sure. I'm a geek when it comes to cameras and all that stuff. And I spend too much time editing and all that and color correcting, but at the end of the day, I'm not sure that would make one video do way better than another video on YouTube. If somebody else is just along for the ride and they're seeing what you're seeing and they're experiencing it authentically, I think that's probably the most important thing. And your videos do that easily.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I mean, that's what's so interesting to me and why I like it a lot is that like, you have folks like you that are super talented and like put in a ton of work and make these really epic things. And there's an audience for that. But then there's also an audience for like Joe Schmo on his smartphone standing in front of a tree talking about his knife that he got, you know, like there's value in that. That's, I try and focus a lot on like, that's why I like Arkansas Off-Road and Ozark. Like a lot of these channels have things in common where they like, you're never going to see a video that's like, just completely useless, right? Like just all first person from their holding the phone in front of their face and they're walking around their garage and talking about their stuff. Like it has enough thought put into it that they did the bare minimum, but then it is like real and authentic. And that's what I try and do. Like, again, I don't think I'll ever have 100,000 subs or anything, but if I can get to 20 or 25,000 and just have like a fun audience of people that like to hang out and chat in the comments, like that's all I ever want.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought your Georgia video was great. Like, I really felt like I went on that trip with you.
Nice.
So like 40 clips, you did it. I felt like I was right there with you. I felt like I wanted to go talk to the van people. Actually, I felt like I wanted to say, don't talk to the van people. Like, yeah. Like, don't get in the van. But it turns out they're really nice and they shared their food.
I mean, if you have grilled cheese, I'm going to get in the van. Okay. Yeah, so that's Arkansas Off-Road Grand. Okay. That's my second pick. Who's your next one?
My next one is Primal Outdoors. So Primal Outdoors, he might be my favorite for a few reasons. Yeah. One, he's such a maverick. He's a solo person. He's been doing this for a long time. The reason he does YouTube is so he can be outside. Right. So he can afford to stay outside. And this guy, his first overlanding rig, which he drove for like 5 years or more, was an auctioned pickup truck that he bought for like $200, and he took it everywhere across the West that we spend tens of thousands of dollars building up rigs before we even go on a trail. Right. So this guy is truly a maverick. He's out there doing the outdoors thing. And the other thing, like, I watch his videos, and we just talked about how I'm a geek. I'm a beginner geek when it comes to cinematography and YouTube and trying to make videos. Like, I'm very new, but I'm really into it. And I'm really trying, I'm working hard. And when I watch his videos, I just think this guy's a master. He's a master. I watched this video. It was like somebody paid him to take out a Jeep Gladiator and do some overlanding with it. And more power to him. Great. He gets paid to take a rig out. Awesome. And yeah. so he went to this old abandoned ranch house somewhere in Eastern Oregon. And, you know, it could have been really boring. One guy walking into a vacant house, and he found a way. Like, he had this one shot where he put the camera like kind of in the fireplace, pointed out, but he kind of like walked into the room, and I was just like, man, he's such a master at finding ways, like creative camera angles to tell like just really compelling visual images. Yeah. That every time I watch, I think, I am nowhere close. I have so far to go. And I'm taking notes. Like, I've watched his, I've done this to Trail Recon too, who I'm not mentioning on this, not because he's not a great channel, but because I think, you know, for the time being, these people really have have caught my imagination. I'll watch a video and I'll write down every single shot on a notepad. I'll write it down. And then once I see it, I go, oh, that's why he chose that shot. You know what I mean? So anyway, so he does that. And he is very inspiring to me as somebody who's trying to learn how to shoot stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's my three. What's yours? What's your last one?
Yeah. No, I wanted to touch on that because that's a great point before I give you my third one. But like, I don't know if like a lot of, at least my audience, I mean, yours is more like cinematic probably because of your videos. But like, for those of you guys and gals listening, like if you're kind of like, why are these guys geeking out about the video stuff, right? Like, it's because it's way harder than it seems, right? Mm-hmm. So like for everyone's edification, right? Like it's, when you watch one of those videos, a lot of the times, like for years and years until recently, when I actually started trying to learn those cinematic tricks, like it never occurred to me, like when you feel something, when you watch a movie, that's all intentional, right? The music, the script, the shots that they take, the cinematography, the frame rate that they shoot in, the, you know, how wide the shot is, how narrow the shot is, all that stuff goes together. And like, so for those of you like listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube, they're like, why are they talking about videography when they're just talking about YouTubers? It's because like, again, like he mentioned with Primal Outdoors, like you watch my videos and like, you're going to get my face and a product and I'm going to review it. I'm going to give you that information, but it's not going to like, you're not going to leave it like crying or, you know, like weeping with joy at the experience that you had necessarily. But with a Primal Outdoors video, like he was talking about, you will, like you will watch this and you'll be like, those dogs he has are just so beautiful and it's snowing in slow motion. And like, I want to go experience this trip that he did because it's so beautiful. Yeah. So that's why we're talking about it, because it is like, that's the kind of the stuff we're trying to learn and to be better for you guys listening and watching.
Yep.
To make better content, right? So it is really interesting the way that all that stuff goes together to make something either interesting or boring.
By the way, Fletch, I just want to say that you do a lot of videos where it's just your face on camera and you talking. And yet I watch the whole thing. because you're delivering interesting information in an interesting way. So there's more than one way to keep people interested. So I do got to say, like, yeah, we're learning that. I'm learning how to do this more, like the stand and deliver. But like, yeah, I think you're doing just fine, man.
Yeah, thanks. See, there's going to be a lot of flattery in these episodes.
You're so pretty. You're so pretty.
Your hair looks great today. So in this last one here, I've got to mention this guy. Like, just in case if he happens to watch this episode, like, he will give me crap if I don't mention him. So this is really out of fear that I picked this third guy. But Overland Pioneers is my third guy. Jeremiah, I actually met him not quite a year ago now at the Core event. And I had watched his videos, and like, when I met him, I was like, you know, like you with Primal Outdoors probably, right? Where I'm like, hey man, like, I've shot a couple videos, but you make like movies and stuff. Like, you make like 30-minute long, like epic British Columbia movies about like a week-long trip. It's just amazing. And that's kind of like how I got hooked on his channel in the first place, and why I still, whenever he drops anything, whether it's like a coffee commercial or a trip video or like a something that he shoots about his trailer or his electronic bike or, you know, whatever it is, like, it doesn't matter what it is. It's amazing, right? Like, it's just epic. He's got this deep voice. So he has flat out told me he does not really like to be on camera. So like, most of his stuff is like beautiful B-roll with like a big, like deep, like, you know, vocal voiceover over top of it. But it's fascinating, and it's so well shot, but it's just like really entertaining and also educationally. There's a lot of install stuff and some product reviews, and he's very, very honest. Like, he's given, similar to Ed Chin is for you, like, there have been times where I've been like, you know, what should I do about sponsorship, or, you know, I want to check out this product, but how do I do that? And he's like always been helpful about that stuff and told me, like, you know, it's your brand. So like, you don't ever want to, you know, say this thing is great if it's not. And if it turns out not to be great, don't immediately crap on the company, but ask them to fix it and then report on that. Like, then tell your audience, like, hey, this thing broke or was bad or did this or didn't do that. But I reached out to the company. I talked to John, and John fixed that thing, and it was fantastic. He sent me a new thing, or he gave me a solution, or whatever the case may be, which, you know, again, as someone new to this, I'd been like, I don't know, I like free stuff. Like, anybody give me free stuff and I'll just take it, you know? But so he's super professional. His stuff is really good. You know, now that I met him in person too, it adds another layer to that. So when I watch those videos, I'm like, oh, I remember when we did that thing that he's did a video on, or, you know, or I remember that e-bike when he rode it up, you know, past my truck in the Upper Peninsula and stopped and took, you know, great epic B-roll of my truck for me.
Yeah.
So that's my third one, Overland Pioneers.
He's kind of a leader or community leader as well in Overland Video. I know that, like, he's got a pretty awesome Facebook group of YouTube creators that come together and post their videos and give each other tips or feedback. Mostly it's super positive, but just the fact that he did that and he runs that is pretty neat. I think, like, I love that connection with other people who are doing the same thing. So that, I got to give him huge props for that too.
Yeah. Great dude. So I think that was all, right? That's all.
You know what? Can I mention, I just want to mention two other channels.
You and Thomas stuff.
These are non overlanding channels, but you got to check them out. So one is, it's called Kate and Nate, and it's these two young people traveling around the world. So it's still travel kind of adventure, but they are so good at making videos. They are ridiculously good at making compelling 15-minute videos. I mean, it's just insane. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. So Kate and Nate is one. And I think they have like 2.5 million followers or something. So they're doing fine, but go check them out because they're masters of it. And then the other is the Holderness family. Haven't seen the Holderness family, they're so creative. They're all over Instagram. And I mean, there's another big channel, but they are so creative. They always do like mock-up songs and skits and things. And like, for somebody who's a creative geek like me, I just love seeing people out there like actually doing it and doing it really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hysterical. My wife actually a couple of days ago sent me the one where they're the difference between the husband and the wife packing for a trip because we're getting ready to leave vacation next week. And it's like, you know, the wife like making lists and like washing clothes so they'll be clean in time for the trip and stuff. And then like the husband 10 minutes before, like throwing stuff in a bag and like, you know, it's pretty funny. So yeah, they're totally pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think that's it. We will put links obviously to all these channels in the description. So, you know, make things as easy as possible on you guys. If you want to go check these guys out, definitely give them a subscribe, you know, click their bell to be notified when they drop new videos. Same with Will and I too, right? If you're a fan of Will's and you liked my content, I welcome you to the fold. Feel free to click subscribe and hang out or join me on any of my other social channels down below. And then same for Will. If you're, you know, watching on my channel, you like Will's stuff too, you should definitely go check him out. He's different than me. We've got different viewpoints on stuff. He's out West, I'm Midwest. So he's got different views and different epic trips that he's taken. So definitely go check him out and subscribe on his channel as well. But again, thanks to Will for being with me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah. Good to be with you, man. These are a lot of fun. I love doing this.
Yeah. Well, see you next time.
Okay.
All right. Bye everybody.